Here's a recipe for s'mores brownie. First the ingredients: 1 cup of salted butter, 8 all semi-sweet or dark chocolate, top 1 in raw cups, regulated sugar, 4 large eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup graham cracker crumbs, 1 in raw cups, mini marshmallows, dark chocolate chips. Not the instructions. Your oven to 350, can you freeze the 9 eggs, 13-inch baking pan, or line it with parchment paper? Melt the butter and chop chocolate together in a microwave safe bowl, stirring every 30 seconds until smooth. Alternatively, you can melt them in a heat-proof bowl over simmering water. Double butter! Grease a 9-inch, 13-inch baking pan or line it with parchment paper. Melt the butter and chop chocolate together in a microwave safe bowl, stirring every 30 seconds until smooth. Alternatively, you can melt them in a heat-proof bowl over simmering water. Double butter! Bring the granulated sugar to combine, then add the eggs one at a time, whisking well after each addition. Stir in the vanilla extract, fold in the flour and salt until just combined. Be careful not to overmix. Pour half of the brownie batter into the prepared baking pan and spread it evenly. Sprinkle the graham cracker crumbs evenly over the brownie batter layer. Layer the mini marshmallows on top of the graham cracker crumbs, covering the entire surface. Sprinkle the milk chocolate chips evenly over the marshmallow layer. Pour the remaining brownie batter over the top and spread it carefully to cover the marshmallows and chocolate chips. Bake in the preheated oven for 30-35 minutes, or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out with moist crumbs, not wet batter. Cool the brownies completely in the pan on a wire rack before cutting into squares. Serve and enjoy these delicious s'mores brownies. These brownies are best stored in an airtight container at room temperature. It can be reheated briefly in the microwave to enjoy the gooey marshmallow texture again. Enjoy!
Enjoy!